More than half of Australia's prison population has a physical or mental disability. Yet an investigation by Human Rights Watch has found the country's prisons lack basic facilities for them. One prisoner described having to urinate in a bottle because the toilet cubicle couldn't fit a wheelchair. Human Rights Watch Australia Director Elaine Pearson says one of the most disturbing cases uncovered during the investigation involved a scheme that pays prisoners to care for high-needs prisoners.
This puts the prisoner who is being looked after at an extreme vulnerability because they may be being bathed, they may be taken to the toilet by this other prisoner. And we found, particularly in one prison in Queensland, 6 out of 8 of the prisoner carers were actually convicted sexual offenders. So it's really putting the prisoner who's being looked after at extreme risk.
A senior nurse described how they discovered one prisoner with a disability was being raped repeatedly by their appointed carer when bloodied and soiled sheets were found in a cell search. Human Rights Watch has raised their concerns about the prisoner carer model with corrective services, calling for the practice to be immediately stopped. Much of the report focuses on what Ms. Pearson says is an over-reliance on solitary confinement, referred to in corrective services as punishment units or safety units.
Prisoners with disability are also overrepresented in punishment units and safety units. Basically, they are held in conditions of solitary confinement for 22 hours or more a day, at a disproportionate level to other prisoners.
These units are typically small, have padded walls, no windows, and the light stays on 24 hours. One former prisoner who was diagnosed with anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder told the group about his experience in a Queensland jail. His words have been voiced by an actor to protect his identity.
For me personally, like me being locked in a room with nothing to do, all that is doing is like giving me time to think about everything and make things worse in my head than what they are.
He's one of 136 current or recently released prisoners with a disability interviewed by researchers for the 93-page report called I Needed Help, Instead I Was Punished, Abuse and Neglect of Prisoners with Disabilities in Australia.
People are scared to lock up in there because of the way they treat you. Like, they'll put you in a smock. They'll give you no undies. They'll take all your soaps and your razors away from you and your buy-ups. And your coping mechanisms, like it might be the phone call, it might be like writing a letter or doing a drawing, they take that away from you when you go into an observation unit.
Elaine Pearson is calling for an end to the use of solitary confinement for prisoners with a disability.
In some cases, prisoners with disabilities can be held in these units for years. It's almost like the prison system has given up on these people and said they're too difficult, this is the only way to manage that behaviour. And we think that's absolutely not the case. Yes, there is a right for staff. They should be protecting the safety of staff members and of other prisoners in those facilities. So they do have a right to segregate prisoners who may be violent. However, we are concerned that there is an overuse of these punishment units.
Senior psychologist at Brisbane Women's Correctional Centre, Emily Reedy, told researchers prison is a challenging environment for people with mental health conditions.
Sometimes the prisoners with mental health concerns, especially those on particular medications, can be vulnerable to being targeted or bullied or stood over in prison. I don't think that the custodial staff are equipped to deal with the complex mental health and other disability behaviours that come out of that, and it can be really difficult for them to manage sometimes.
The report focuses on 14 prisons in Western Australia and Queensland. It notes that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people make up 28% of Australia's full-time adult prison population, and those with a disability are even more likely to end up behind bars.
In my work here, I find that I do have a lot of contact helping Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women with mental health concerns, yes. They need particular support, which oftentimes isn't readily available. They need culturally sensitive intervention, which we don't really have the capacity to offer oftentimes.
While Human Rights Watch advocates alternatives to solitary confinement, including more de-escalation training for guards, Mary Russell, a supervisor of the safety unit at Brisbane Women's Correctional Centre, says guards can't do it alone.
Well, it's not just training, it's people to work in there with us. Like, we need You need psychs to work in there. You need educational staff to work in there. And you need people from mental health to work in there with you.